Thank you, Jesus. Let's just read this scripture, then we pray over the tithes and offering. Psalm 20, verse 3. May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. As we bring our tithes and offerings before the Lord today, we come with expectation. God sees every act of faith and worship. He accepts the sacrifice offered in sincerity, and He rewards those who seek Him with their whole heart. Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Amen. Offerings and tithes are also our sacrifices. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the name, and the power that's in the name. And we thank you, O God, for your blessing that we can bring our tithes to worship you, to honor you. And we thank you that the offerings that we bring are seeds that we sow. We thank you, O God, that you accept our sacrifices. And thank you, Father, for multiplying back to us in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. We're still on the topic of authority. Use the authority for heaven's will on earth. You know, we study this subject. It constantly reminds us that we need to use our authority, not only need to use. So remind us so that we use our authority. If not, you know, this is the third time I'm hearing in China the churches deviate from the authority they have in prayer. They have prayer services, but, you know, they stray off because they don't have proper understanding what's the purpose of prayer services. And they stray off into something that's ineffective. So the prayer service is no longer effective anymore. This is the third time I'm hearing. These are people that, you know, we know, we hear from. So it's very important that we teach, especially this topic on authority, so that we use. Now, we have authority to pray. We have authority to declare His word. We have authority to bind and loose. We have authority to send angels. And there are 9 types of prayer. To pray each prayer, we have authority to pray. We have authority to pray, open the door. There are authority to close the door. You close the door of your mind, and you have authority to do that. And that's one area that nobody else can close it for you. I can pray open up the door of opportunity God has for you. But I cannot close the door to your mind. And you have to do it, and you have authority to do it. And how you do it, how you close the door to your mind, you stop thinking that those things that are not from God. You pull yourself away. Amen. You pull yourself away to think of those thoughts that's not of God. That's how you close. I cannot do that for you. You have it, and you have authority to do it, and you better use your authority. And you better learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and use your authority. Let me tell you something. 4 a.m., I said, God, woke me up. I need to go to a 24-hour clinic. She said she couldn't sleep since 12 midnight because of the reflux. Sometimes I buy too much food, she eats too much. So, and standard procedures, you know, 24-hour clinic, the physician, the doctor there, he says standard procedures, tell her to go to hospital because reflux is burning, could be heart attack, so on the safe side. So that's where you learn to listen to your spirit, they learn to use your authority. Then I just said, no, I just give her the, she also said, let's give her the medicine, let's go home, and then tomorrow morning then, if not, doctors say go to hospital because of a heart attack. What do you do? Sometimes that thought, I mean, it's natural, standard procedure. He said, yeah, you know, I have to recommend this. I said, yeah, I understand. So what you do, you need to learn to listen to your spirit, learn to listen and learn in the natural what the doctor is saying. But at the same time, you need to shut your mind to those thoughts that's not from God. There are doors to your mind that I cannot shut except you. And you have the authority to shut it. And that's why we teach this, so that I remind you, you use your authority. I didn't use my faith. No need to go find cleaning. And strange thing, she Googled. She managed to find a 24-hour clinic, but though I Googled, I couldn't find that one. Very strange, you know. And then I just said last week, there's a spiritual attack going on, you know. So you must also recognize that there's a spiritual attack. They shut the door to your mind. I mean, how do you do that? Don't think the devil's thoughts. The thoughts that causes you to feel lousy, feel depressed, all kinds of stuff, you know, that you don't feel good. Definitely, no need to ask God. Definitely, it's not from God. Shut it off. Go and find something else to do. Go and find somebody, you know, go and find something unspiritual to do. Like watch a movie, watch a drama, whatever, right? Take your mind off. At least, you know, 45 minutes on drama, it occupies me. All the ting, 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 my mind's all on that. All the fighting better than thinking all the devil's thoughts. Amen. So you have the authority, and you, in the name of Jesus, you can shut. Sometimes we rebuke the devil. No, you're still thinking of the devil. No, stop thinking of those things. After you rebuke him, and think away. Amen? So, every believer needs to move beyond passive petitions. Oh, God, prayer, you know, petition. Oh, God, you know, help me. And step into the dimension of kingdom authority where you partner with God and authority whereby you use it to enforce your victory, enforce Jesus' victory as won for you. Enforce your victory means don't let him go and cause you to bring you to think defeat or whatever. That's why you need to use your authority, amen? So, just now I was praying, I just kept having doors. So, there are times we need to shut the door, amen, to our minds. So, for many believers, prayer is primarily understood as asking God for help, presenting needs and seeking divine intervention. There are vital aspects of prayer, but while these are vital aspects of prayer, they do not represent the full picture Scripture reveals. So we have authority in prayer. Common view of prayer is this, asking God. We need to ask God for help, presenting personal needs, seeking divine intervention, waiting for God to act. But the kingdom view of prayer is enforcing heaven's will on earth. Heaven's will. Participating in God's government. Don't let the devil govern this nation, govern this part of the world, govern your family, govern your life. How do we participate? We enforce his victory. We take authority. And I think we do early on, we say, I take authority, I shut the door to the thinking of devil's thoughts. Amen. So, when 4 a.m. was 4 a.m. No, we came back at 4 a.m. Came back at 4 a.m. So, what do you do? In the natural, go to the clinic. But in the spiritual, what do? I exercise my authority. I begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to my heart, and then listen to, if God didn't say anything, just take the medication, and don't force her to come to church. I took the medication at 4, 8 a.m., I think she should take again. Then I heard her snoring, then she can sleep. Before that, still couldn't sleep. So the kingdom view of prayer is enforcing heaven's will on earth. When we pray for his will on earth, it's enforcing his will. Participating in God's government, we pray to ask God for his plan, right, to govern our lives. Right, exercising delegated authority, the authority is given to us, the name is given to us, we bind him, we rebuke him, we command him, we take his hands off, but at the same time, we shut the door to our mind. Amen. How? Think away, right? Think away those thoughts that cause you to feel not so good or whatever. That way, we are aligning earth with heaven's decree. Amen. That's why he gave us his authority. So in the context of believers' authority, prayer is the means by which heaven's will is enforced on earth. Prayer is not only communication, it's participation in God's government. Don't let the devil govern your life. Amen. We pray for his plan, we pray for his will. Amen. It's to let God govern our lives. Amen. You are too precious to be governed by the devil. Devil's thoughts. So we pray for God to govern on earth and enforce his will. We start with ourselves. That's why we pray. Amen. So authority to enforce the victory. Now, this is not prayer. Prayer is directed to God. That's where they messed up, you know. Prayer always directed to God. Prayer is communication with God. There are 9 types of prayer. Including praying in unknown tongues is speaking to God. Enforcing your authority. That's not prayer. But still authority. Use your authority for God's will on earth. We enforce his will, enforce his victory. We enforce the devil to shut up. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We enforce so that we appropriate his blessing in the spiritual realm to earth to be a reality in our lives. For he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. So every spiritual blessing already exists in heavenly realms. The victory has already been won by Jesus. Our role is to enforce and appropriate what Christ has secured for us through his death, resurrection, and exaltation, or his ascension. So we have already been won. Jesus defeated sin, sickness, and poverty. What's this? This is actually the power of Satan. Sin, sickness, and poverty are all a power of Satan. including depression, the power of Satan that oppresses people, and the enemy at Calvary, Jesus defeated, the victory is completed. Our authority, we use our authority, God-given authority, to appropriate this blessing into an earthly reality. Health, financial health, physical health, mental health has been won, but we need to enforce our victory. And sometimes, like I said, you know, mental, you just think away. Last week I said that all of us fall. We have fallen before. But just that doesn't change who we are in Christ. That doesn't change that we have authority in the name of Jesus. That doesn't change who am I in Christ. That doesn't change what I can do through Christ. Because of the blood of Jesus continue to cleanse us and covers us. I just pick myself up. I just tell myself, I don't get depressed. I just pick myself up. Just, so what? I made a mistake. I fell. So what? You want to throw the first stone? You can throw the first stone. Then I warn you, be careful. You're the next person to fall. So we use our authority, God-given authority, to appropriate these blessings. And our responsibility is we actively enforce and pray what heaven has already decreed and declared. We pray, then we declare. You know what's the problem with three churches I came across in China? Their prayer service, they don't pray. They just keep declaring, declaring, declaring. Declaring is not prayer. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, 22, have faith in God. Whatsoever you say unto this mountain, that's declared. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, and you have that. After you pray a prayer of faith, then you declare you receive. But what's coming up ahead? What do? You declare what? You declare, declare, you know, the devil still put obstacles in your way. There are things that are hidden. If you don't pray, it cannot be revealed. Amen. So we use our authority to appropriate all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm into realities. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. This is kingdom enforcement. Heaven has a will. Earth must align with it. And believers are the agents involved in that alignment. When we pray and enforce, now pray and enforce is different, huh? That's why I said pray and enforce. Heaven's will, when we pray and enforce heaven's will, we are declaring a divine mandate. We pray for God's will so that we can fulfill, walk in His will. When we are walking in His will, we are in the plan of God. He is governing our lives with His plan. And when we take authority, we command the devil, you get lost. And we use our authority to shut our minds, to stop listening to the devil's thoughts. We are refusing to allow the devil to govern our lives. Amen. Why should you let the devil govern your life? Right? He has no right, no authority. He has not paid the price. Jesus paid the price for me. Amen. There's a will in heaven that God wants it to be fulfilled on earth. So with prayer, we pray for His will. We are partner with God. When I plan something, Isaiah 46 verse 10, when I plan something, it happens. What I want to do, I will do. But how is He going to do it? Through us. We have to partner with Him. Amen. Praise God. So, since God gave the earth to the dominion of man, He works through His people to accomplish His purposes on earth. So as a church, we are not trying to convince God to act. We are aligning with what He has already determined. He has a plan for our lives, for each and every one of us. And He wants to do it. So what we've got to doing is align ourselves with what He has already determined. I plan, He determined. And one thing you need to do is you stop listening to the devil's voices. And sometimes that's what they do with that kind of prayer service. Never understood what we teach, think they know better. Their prayer service become ineffective. Instead of praying, they just keep declaring, 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 or just keep prophesying over each other. And that's how the devil don't stop you from praying. He gets you to be ineffective in your prayer. Because you know why? They're not grounded in what we taught them. So we pray for God's plan for the world, pray for His purpose to be executed across nations and generations. We also pray for His plan for the church. For church means you, seeking His specific will for this congregation, for you specifically, not another church assignment. We don't go and fulfill somebody else's church assignment. Pray for God's assignment for this church and God's assignment for you. And God has a plan assignment for you. You don't let the devil thwart it. You shut the door. Amen. To your mind. Don't let the devil, don't think the devil's thoughts. Very simple. There are different degrees of people being depressed. There are different degrees. Elder Brian said long ago, he'd been depressed. He was very depressed when he was young, new Christian, young Christian. He said there are different degrees. Every time you feel slightly depressed, man, that's oppression really. You shut it. That's why I like to go and cycle outside, because you cycle outside, you know, you look at the trees, you look at the tides. When it's high tide, it looks nicer. You go earlier, you see more tourists on the beach than the locals. Authority is the key. Matthew 16, verse 19, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You have the keys and you have to use it, because he's not going to shut the door for you. He's not going to bind the devil for you, and you have to bind. He has given us the kingdom of heaven, keys, not only one. Keys, the authority of keys. Amen. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven. The keys to bind and to lose, there are two keys. Right? The authority to pray, the authority to use his name of Jesus to pray, the authority to pray in the prayer of supplication and unknown tongues. Just praying. Supplication is pleading. So keys are functional instruments of authority. Functional instruments of authority, access, and control. Jesus has given this key to every believer to use in faith. Use it. Tell the devil to shut up. And sometimes that's not good enough. You must conscientiously think away from the devil's thoughts. Amen. So you have access to the Father. Key gives you direct access to the Father's grace and provision to prayer for every need. We have access to his grace. Grace means when you come before him, access his grace, he has no condition. He will just give it to you. All you need is just faith. And we have the keys to bind the demonic spirits. Use your keys, not only bind, but I said also, we can restrict demonic activities operating against you, your family, your church, your nation. And the key to loose and send angels. Believers have the authority to loose angels, dispatching them to carry out the Father's assignment on earth. So, and Jesus continued, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatsoever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Binding to restrict, to forbid and stop demonic operations. Now, like I said earlier on, sometimes we bind, it seems like, oh, he still come against me. That's where you need to think away and don't speak his thoughts. And I don't let what happens to you influence me. You make so much money, why don't you influence me to make more money? When you're in bad shape, you're depressed, on it. What happened to you? I let you influence me. What am I saying? I'm telling myself. I'm using my authority to tell myself to think away from what's happening with you. Why, you make good money, why don't you share some, give me half? Don't give me half. Tell me the idea that works. But when you're in trouble, on it, something bad happens, that, you know, it will affect me. Why should I let that affect me? What am I saying? I am using my authority. There are many ways to use authority. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. To restrict, to forbid, stop demonic operations, shut doors the enemy has opened, to restrict plans formed against God's people, to bind spirits of infirmity, fears, and division. Restrict plans, right? Devil's plans. You inflicted on somebody else. Now you're trying to get it on me, is it? So I don't allow it. So we have the authority, the keys to loose, to release. Permit means to permit and allow God's blessings to flow, to release people from demonic bondage, to open doors of grace and favor, to send angels to divine assignments. So when I think away from the devil's thoughts, I'm loosing myself from his thoughts. So this literal exercise of kingdom authority in the spiritual realm. Every believer is empowered to bind what is not of God and loose what is of God. The bind, sometimes how you bind, you close the door to your mind. Amen? So authority is with the name of Jesus. John 16, verse 23, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That's prayer. That's a prayer of faith. Whatsoever, and Mark 11, 24 says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and you have them. Believe, that's where, after we pray the prayer of faith, then we declare. I just heard it three times already. Three different churches. Prayer service, they just declare. And one of my alumni is doing like dry bones. They can't find us. And you know why they dry? Because the kind of prayer service, you keep declaring, there's no flow. When you declare, when Jesus speaks to me, when the God, the Father speaks to me, I declare. Prayer is not declaring. After I pray, when he speaks to me, I declare. They're not grounded in the teaching on prayer. The devil just get them get them deviated and get them stray off. They keep declaring. Can you imagine? We pray 1 hour, all we do is declaring. And there are 9 types of prayer. Prayer of supplication, prayer of faith, and prayer in unknown tongues. And for the church, prayer that needed most is a prayer of supplication and prayer in unknown tongues. But they spend time declaring. I told you the story a couple of years back, you know. Going with a doctor. Doctor said, hey, there are spots in your breast. Better do a biopsy. I said, what did the Lord say to you the last 3 weeks? She said, these 2 scriptures. I declare, when God's spoken, I declare. After that, I still pray. Not pray for healing. Pray to listen to the Holy Spirit. Pray in unknown tongues. Pray what do you do next? When God has spoken, you declare what He has said. When He tells you there's a devil, the devil, the daughter, you command him to leave. One alumni came to my house to pray with me. He said, Pastor, at your antique chair, there's a demon. I said, well, do you command it to leave? He said, no. I scolded him. I mean, God showed me there's a demon in my house. I said, in the first place, I've been praying every day. God don't show me. God had to send you from China to come to my place to tell me there's a demon. And yet, you know what? And there's a demon, you didn't do anything about it. How come? You want to come under this kind of preacher? Huh? Thank God you don't have this kind of pastor, right? Told him, don't bring the demon to my house. I told him off. So whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that's prayer, prayer of faith. So when we pray, we ask the Father, we're actually representing Him. You stand as His ambassador. I'm the ambassador of Christ, carrying His identity and mission. Whatever He wants to be done on earth, I have to pray. I have to ask Him for Him to do what He wants to do on earth. Amen? And acting in His authority, His name grants legal authority in the realm of the spirit and demonic spirits. Angels know it's easy to bind, but it's a bit more difficult. But you can do it because you have authority, you have the power that's in the name to shut the door to your mind. Shut the door of your mind for the devil, not to let the devil to speak. Amen. And sometimes just laugh it off, lah. Yeah, it's just devil's thought. Just relax, you know. December come, forget it, let's go holiday. Well, I thought it was only the devil, correct? What's so big deal about him? He's defeated. So why get upset, you know, upset because of him? Just say, the more relaxed you are, the more he won't bother you. Correct? Huh? Amen? Authority is with the name of Jesus, and we are standing in His position. When you speak from a place, you speak from a place of victory, not defeat, because we are seated with Him in the heavenly places. Amen? Now, this is enforcing. Whatsoever you ask or demand in my name, I will do it. That's enforcing. This is not prayer, because He didn't say, ask the Father in my name. He said, whatsoever you ask or demand in my name, I will do it. He didn't say you demand from the Father. This is enforcing. That is prayer. Whatsoever you ask the Father, whatsoever you demand or ask in my name, I will do it. So the name of Jesus is your legal authority in every spiritual confrontation. Sometimes really don't have to fight Him. The more you fight Him, the more you find that, oh, you're fighting a losing battle. Just the devil, just shut up and get lost and just move on. When we got back 4 a.m., I still couldn't sleep until 6 a.m. after I went to sleep. In fact, I turned off the alarm. I turned off the alarm so that I got up naturally at 7:30. Thank you, Jesus. We are acting in His authority when we use His name, and the spirit realm recognizes our authority. It is most important that we use our authority to enforce the good and forbid the bad. How you forbid the bad? You shut the door to your mind. So this subject on believers' authority is to constantly remind you that we must use our authority against the unseen demonic activities at work against you. You must not take for granted that things will automatically turn out well. And we recognize the works of the devil. We recognize his devices. If that's how he comes against you, that's how he tries to come against you again in the future. We are not ignorant of his devices. Paul said in Corinthians, we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. If he attacks you, this is your area of weakness. That's the area he comes back against you. So no big deal. Like, you know, this area, just pick yourself up and just move on. We are given authority to pray to the Father so that He can instruct us and remind us what we should do when the time comes. For example, you know, in a Friday night prayer, I wasn't thinking about it. You know, I asked who needs prayer. Then I wasn't even thinking on Sunday, you know, this person say, pray for me next year. Then I prayed, then I had a thought. I use the authority to pray in the known tongues. I have authority to pray in the known tongues to speak to the Father concerning you. Praise God. My prayer has never been dry, okay? Amen? if I'm so dry, you think I still go to the prayer group? I look forward to the prayer group. Sometimes I've got no prayer group, I say, hey, Eden, let's pray tonight. Amen. And you know him, you know he's forever hungry one. So he want to eat first 7:30, eat until 9 o'clock, then we pray. And yesterday I told her, I said, let's look for another Friday that we don't know, no prayer group. Let's call him and say we're going to go and pray again. Not because of the prayer, because I'm thinking of that soba. Say we buy them soba. So my prayer is not dry all these years. Amen. Why? Because when I teach, I remind myself. When I teach you this, I remind myself. When I teach on prayer, I remind myself. When I believe you to pray, I remind myself. And not only remind myself, I pray, man, there's flow. And there are things that I don't think of. Like, for example, you know, I just told Joyce, Rachel, when Chloe comes back, we're going to have the drum. I got it. I wasn't thinking. I was routine praying morning, and that came to me. Set up the drums. That's why I don't ask you whether should we set up drums. I just set up drums. Whether you all want to do it or not, it's a different story. I just obey God first. So I don't think about it. I don't think. I don't have a prayer list, you know, write down the whole list, you know, 20 pages long, and none of them God wants us to pray. When we pray in the known tongues, it's not declaring, see? Friday night, when we pray, I just ask, somebody just said, oh, pray for me next year. And I pray, I had that thought. So if I don't pray, that thought never comes. I wasn't thinking about it. So the right teaching authority is important. I told you a story about China, the three churches start declaring instead of praying. And prayer cannot be substituted for declaration. The Holy Spirit and prayer. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Now, we're still on authority. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in another tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Authority to pray, He empowers us to pray. Authority without power is useless. Authority must be backed by the power. Whose power? It's God's power. The 120 disciples were baptized in the Holy Spirit in the upper room and spoke in other tongues. The Holy Spirit is our divine prayer partner. He does not merely observe our prayers. He actively participates in and empower them. How He prays, He gives us the utterance to pray. It can be in English or can be most of the time in unknown tongues. So He gives us the unknown language, grant us the unknown language to speak directly to the Father beyond the limits of our understanding. This is not declaring. That's why there are things the Father wants us to talk to Him about that we don't know. That's not declaring. You declare when God speaks to you. You declare it. You release His word to release the power of God in the realm of the Spirit. But when you don't have the word from God, your prayer is not declaring. Prayer is to pray, speak to the Father. But you don't know what to pray, then that's why unknown tongues comes in. He directs and anoints us to pray. He comes upon us to anoint us when there's a flow. That is direction. He directs us to pray through the flow. He directs us through the prayer, also through telling us what to pray. And many times we go to prayer group, we ask, okay, anybody, what do you need to pray? Well, we can get direction also by asking you, correct? So He leads our prayer by His flow, anointing us and filling us up with fresh strength. He gives us understanding. He grants interpretation of tongues, revealing what we have prayed out and unlocking divine insight. When He reveals things to us, we execute it. We are using our authority. He reveals to us things that we need to do. He is giving us authority to do it. That's why we need to do. That's why we need to use our authority to do it, and He will give us the power to do it. Amen. Whatever God's plan for your life for next year, He gives you the power to do it because it's His authority. His plan is His authority for you, then He will give you the power to do it. You will fulfill it. Amen? And He gives us understanding. Okay, what else? He takes hold together with us. That's not declaring. There are demonic forces arrayed against people. And we don't know, and we cannot see. And that's why He takes hold together with us and against in prayer. Romans 8:26, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The word help in the Greek means take hold together. It has three Greek words to this word help. Take hold together with us against spiritual forces. Now, remember the Goodwin story? They pray whole night. They still don't even know who was it and what was the danger. But they were impressed. They were led to pray. Pray the prayer of agreement. They give that whoever that person a dream. And they had to pray whole night. And all they had was a burden. Sister and Pastor Goodwin, two of them were pastors. And the Holy Spirit takes hold together with them against probably revealed to you also, you won't understand. So it won't reveal to you. Sometimes it doesn't reveal to you because it reveals to you, it scares you. So it doesn't reveal to you, but it takes hold together with you and against in prayer, against the situation in the realm of the spirit, and push it away so that the person can receive a dream. And he avoid death after he received the dream. Now, one time, there's a mother who came to our church. You know what happened? Her 16-year-old son, he just fell off the lift. Of course, the mother is depressed. Why it happened? Because, you ask me, is this sort of thing you pray, it can be prevented. Fell off the shaft in Singapore. 16-year-old, he just fell into the lift shaft. I was thinking, man, this kind of thing, it can be prevented, right? I cannot guarantee because it has to do with the person also, it has to do with the family itself. So this kind of situation, the Holy Spirit can help us to take hold together with us and against the kind of situation. But he also leads us to pray God's plans and purposes. Romans 8:27, he makes supplication for the saints according to the will of God. I think many translations read that he makes intercession for the saints, is supplication. He helps us to make intercession. He also can help us to make supplication. So I substitute it. He makes supplication for the saints according to the will of God. So that's why it's not declaring. If God shows us there's demonic spirit involved, we can bind and declare. But if it's unseen, unknown, and the only way to pray and to avoid, especially there are dangers, you know, is this. His spirit helps us take hold together with us against spiritual forces in the realm of the spirit that may cause harm to someone. Is such a dimension in prayer? Let's go back to here. It's our 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, of the sons of Issachar, sons. There are 200 of them. They are leaders, they are chiefs. Right? In this tribe, Issachar's tribe, there were 200 chiefs who have understanding of times and to know what Israel ought to do. Understanding of times. Is it time to pray, open the door? Is it a season of waiting or worship? Is it a new season approaching? Is it a time to move and act? If it's a time approaching for your life, you need to prepare yourself mentally. When you got a new job, you need to prepare yourself mentally. If a new phase of your study coming, you need to prepare mentally. Amen? You must understand the times. And you must know that the time, it is God-ordained time for you. Don't let the devil thwart it by bombarding you with all kinds of his thoughts. And you need to know what to pray for. What you cannot pray for is cannot ask God for what God forbids. You cannot ask God for what belongs to others. You cannot ask outside God's plan for you. You ask for the right person, the right place, the right things in his timing. So effective prayer requires more than passion. It requires discernment. The sons of Issachar possesses two critical qualities that every praying believer must cultivate through the Holy Spirit. Understand the time. The time is coming. If you know this is God's plan and time is coming, you need to prepare. How Joshua conquered the land of Canaan, you know how he prepared? He spied out the land. He went there. Now, I'm not talking about before that. Before he crossed, he spied out the land. He sent, that's where scouts are for. In the military, they send out scouts to scout the route, the route to the objective they want to conquer. So what you do, you go and spy out the land. You go and walk the ground. Amen. That's how you prepare yourself mentally. You know how you prepare yourself? You go and walk the ground. You spy out the land. Before I went to Rhema, God said, you go. They have a, you know, like here you have the open house. Then they have got acquainted with Rhema. God spoke to me to go. August, I'm supposed to go Bible school. He said, April, you go. And I booked the ticket. Then my grandmother was dying. Do you know what I do? If you just go by natural, your grandmother died. You better cancel the air ticket. You know what I did? I listened to my spirit. And I don't sense to cancel my ticket. And she passed away. 2 weeks later, I went. So I fulfilled God's timing. Amen. His plan for me to go and spy out the Rhema and get acquainted. Like, you know, you go there, it's like open house, you know. I don't know why he sent me there. Two of us went. And one day before we went, we were praying in a room in our place. The time we were staying in Pastor Rich. We were praying with Rosie. My goodness, the presence of God came in our place, in our room. Wow, we can smell the fragrance at the time in our HDB flat. And my grandmother was dying. And that was April. And after August, then we flew off. It probably, you know, the act of going there is not only natural, it's spiritual. If not, probably I may struggle, or when the time to go, I may struggle, or there may be obstacles, or maybe obstruction, or maybe hindrances. I don't know. But at least I obeyed. Amen. So there's something about spying out the land. So sometimes you need to fulfill God's plan for your life. This is what you need to do. This is like Joshua. Moses died already. God told him Moses is dead. You know, you go and possess the land. He sent in two spies to spy out the land. And I got to go Bible school. I had to go and spy out the land. And yeah, up to today, I still haven't figured out. Probably there's something in the realm of the spirit that happens because I obey God by going. Amen. Maybe after that, it's easier, you know, because when I was there, you know, I joined their prayer and all that, something dealt with in the realm of the spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Amen. So there are types of authorities of believers. One is declaration. You declare, speaking God's will, authoritatively into a situation, calling things that are not as though they are. If God has spoken, you know what's God's will. You know God has spoken a word. You declare, amen. You call those things that is not as though they are. Chloe is in Australia. For a period of time, I just held fast. She'll be there. She will study there. Amen. In fact, I struck her mother. I said, you don't know my daughter. I said, I said, go and ask, talk to Thomas. When it comes to education, go and talk to Thomas. What else? You use your authority to bind and loose. We talk about that. Each time authority enforces and pray the kingdom of God differently. The Holy Spirit leads you into the right type of authority to enforce and pray for each situation. Intercession is a prayer. Standing in the gap for others, bearing their burdens before the throne of grace is interceding for the lost. Supplication is a prayer. It's not declaration. Pleading the case with understanding and unknown tongues. Sometimes, if you understand your situation, I can plead in English. But many times, I don't know how else to plead. I can plead with unknown tongues. I mean, it's two prayers for unknown tongues and supplication. So earnest, it is earnest and spirit-led prayer. Amen. Another kind of prayer is a prayer of faith and prayer of agreement. Prayer and faith. Prayer of agreement is also prayer of faith. It's just that prayer of faith, you can pray by one person. Prayer of agreement has to be at least two persons. Asking the Father in Jesus' name, believing to receive, amplified by the power of two or more agreeing together. Amen. Two must agree with prayer of agreement. Prayer of consecration and worship. Submitting your will to the Father's will, that's a prayer of consecration. And exalting the Father to praise, both are powerful forms of prayer. United prayer, corporate prayer, amplifies authority, creating a synergy among believers that moves mountains and impact communities for God's kingdom. Move mountains. Sometimes people's lives are spared because of united prayer of the church. Peter's life was spared. Acts chapter 12. Prayer commitment. Through commitment, we release our anxieties to the Father, entering into a supernatural rest and exercising authority over worry and strife. You have to stop. You have the authority, and nobody can help you to stop getting anxious. You have to use your authority. Amen? And of course, pray in the known tongues. My name, they will speak with new tongues. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 17, in my name, you will speak in new tongues. So every time we pray in the known tongues, we didn't say in the name of Jesus, we pray in tongues. But the first time we got baptized in his name. So from there on, we speak in tongues. We are actually speaking in the authority that Jesus gave us in his name. So Jesus promised, speaking in new tongues, allow the Holy Spirit to help us to pray, tapping into divine wisdom and releasing spiritual decrees. We pray out what he has, for us. We pray out what we cannot see. We pray out what we cannot see in the realm of the spirit. We pray out what we cannot see when it's going to happen, event that's going to happen in the future. And when we pray, if he doesn't reveal anything to us, it's also answers to our prayer. That means things will be fine. If there's anything that happens, as I shared with you early on, the 16-year-old son just fell in the lift shaft. I'm telling you, I refuse to accept that if this sort of thing happens, God doesn't reveal. God will show us. Amen? Because when we spend a lot of time praying, he will show us, he will reveal things to us before it happens, so that to prevent it, it can be prevented. I mean, there are things that happen with people, especially, you know, certain people, you know, it cannot be prevented just so he doesn't tell us, he doesn't show us. Else, he will show us. I am very certain. I am absolutely sure God will always reveal to me. Amen. I've said it before, this is my working relationship with my Heavenly Father. He's called me to be a pastor. He called me, anointed me, called me into this office. He wants me to watch over my sheep. How to watch if I cannot see what's happening? And he can see. Natural shepherds only watch over their sheep with their natural eyes. I'm a spiritual shepherd. I watch with my spiritual eyes. And sometimes you need to tell me, just Good Friday night, you lay down, Pastor, this is happening, pray. No, we're going to pray until July. That's why, now you know why I need to come and eat soba. We'll be paying, don't worry. Amen. My grandmother is going to pass away. He said, your grandmother's going to pass away. Do something about it. I knew what I'm supposed to do. Amen. That's why when 2 a.m. she woke me up, I don't get anxious. I don't flip. You just say, only go 24 hours, claiming, okay, I'll Google. Very strange. I Google one, the Bodo one didn't come out. She Google one, the Bodo one came up. And I went in and Google again, it still didn't appear. Very strange. But of course, when the Bodo one are nearer, instead of going to the Tampines one. Amen. Praise God. Persistence, perseverance, your authority. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus told his disciples story to show that they should always pray, never give up. Persistence, not repeating prayer in doubt, trying to change God's mind, begging from a place of defeat, faithless repetition. Persistence is standing firm in faith. You have faith in the authority. You shut the door of your mind to the devil. Then just laugh. He's like, just relax. Refusing to surrender ground. What ground? Mental ground? And your promotion? And wherever, when you're promoted, that ground that God gave you, resisting the devil until you flee. Just sometimes you resist, just relax. You're defeated anyway. Don't bother. Praying always with all kind of prayer and supplication. Amen. You go with the Holy Spirit. You don't pray religious. I must pray in supplication. Sometimes you just need to relax and do nothing. Just go and cycle along the beach. Or just fly somewhere, nice weather, somewhere, walk some nice place somewhere. So in Jesus' name, demons must obey. The enemy does not leave willingly. He leaves because you hold your ground with authority, perseverance, and unwavering faith in the Word of God. If we do not have authority from Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to resist, persist, and persevere. But we have His authority and His power. And the practice of perseverant prayer, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, we must watch. And with perseverance, use your authority to pray, supplicate for yourself, to persevere, to fulfill God's plan for your life, so that let God, through His plan, govern your life. Amen. For all saints. Praying always, cultivate a continuous, unbroken conversation with God, making prayer a lifestyle, not just an event. Pray in the Spirit, engage in Spirit-led prayer, allowing the Holy Spirit to empower your petitions, align them with divine purposes. With watchful perseverance, maintain spiritual alertness and steadfastness, refusing to yield until God's will is fully manifest. Amen. Sometimes you may think it's hard, it may get you a bit feeling lousy. Forget it. You may lose one battle, you're going to win the war. Amen. And we have authority to persevere in prayer. You persevere that God may govern your life with His plan. Amen. So you are authorized, positioned, and power. Pray with authority, bind and loose, led by the Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Amen.